Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, where does the tiredness of the body come from? In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salamun alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you as my listener. In this topic, in this session, we're going to understand where the tiredness of the body comes from. Probably some may feel a sluggish and tiredness, but they do not know how to restore their vigor and energy. And we are here to study the physical factors and also the psychological part. So going through the first factor, which is the bodily factor, so we know them as the physical factor. The treatments of these conditions are done by a doctor and the recovery is from Allah, the Almighty, inshallah. But the second is the psychological factor. Many of these feelings of tiredness and sluggish comes from psychological factors. But actually, we do not have any problem in our body, but we have problem in our mind. So that's why we know them as psychological factor. It includes many things. For example, such as fear of a future. Fearing a future can make us feel sluggish and tired, or worry, or shocks of the wars, or traffic accidents, or big financial losses, or being insulted before others, or thinking of previous failures, and thinking of high ambition while worrying about our actual inability. All these factors makes us feel tired, and this tiredness comes from a feeling of hopeless in our heart. So it's very important to know the ways of healing this kind of feeling in our heart. And the next part, we are going to study together some of the ways of healing this kind of feeling in our heart in order to get rid of this tiredness, this psychological tiredness. Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z on IRIB English Radio. I'm Farad, your host, and in the previous part, we were talking about the psychological factor of feeling tiredness and hopelessness in our heart. And we can sum up them. But here in this topic, as I promised, we're going to study the most important way of healing and curing this kind of feeling and curing our heart. We mentioned that this kind of feeling comes from the mistakes of a man himself. So the cure is obtained by repenting and asking Allah for pardon and forgiveness. It would be better to start repenting and asking for pardon and forgiveness of Allah. It would be better for one to give people's rights back to them so that his conscience becomes revealed. Besides that, he must organize his time according to the religious obligations and activities of life. Here I draw your attention to an important point, and that is if you want to know the cause of your fatigue, whether it's physical or psychological, say if it disappears or lessens after sleeping or if it continues. If the first case holds, most of the cases of your fatigue is physical. And if it is the second, most of the cause is psychological. So in this case, if a man watches himself well, he will know from what he suffers, whether physical or psychological problems. And if there are psychological problems, by having a very great hope in our heart and by relying on God and his faith, we can overcome all of these difficulties, and we should know that we are able to compass it to pass, and Allah the Almighty will help us. With this hope, we can overcome all the difficulties and make the hope revive in our heart.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.